from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Where's the most sacred spot on earth? I've no doubt that some would say St. Peter's, Vatican City, or Lourdes, or some other site associated with a saint. Others would answer Mecca, Medina, Jerusalem, or some other site prominent in the experience of Muhammad. Both answers are wrong. The most sacred spot on earth is down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our subject today, but before we get into the fine details, let's listen to a very relevant piece of music, Sitting at the Feet of Jesus.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? Jesus.
Good morning. I'm Ian Brown, and I'm delighted to have your company again on the programme. The most sacred spot on earth, sitting at Jesus' feet, is our topic today. In the Gospels, we read of four different occasions when someone was found at the feet of Jesus. We are going to look at these four references now, and as we do, we'll make four discoveries along the way. The first discovery has to do with deliverance. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50 is the reference for this one. Verse 38 in particular. And she stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Here's a woman who was living a very sinful life. She was notorious in the city for the kind of life she was living. But the significant thing is that Jesus knew all about her, and he announced deliverance for her. In Luke 7, verses 48 and 50 we read, And Jesus said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. We may not be guilty of this woman's sin, but there's no doubt that our hearts are sinful. Deceitful above all things and desperately wicked is how the prophet Jeremiah put it. Surely it's a wonderful thing that although we are so sinful, the Lord loves us and waits to pardon us, to release us from the bondage of sin, to cleanse us, and to give us his word of peace and comfort. Quite simply, he who knows everything about us, including our worst features and most loathsome sins, loves us just the same and waits to forgive our sin, to cleanse us and deliver us. This then is our first discovery. A discovery we can make as we get down low at the feet of Jesus. Our sins, which are many, can all be forgiven. Our secret sins and our open sins can be cleansed away. We can know deliverance. With a lowly, contrite spirit, kneeling at the Saviour's feet, thou canst feel this very moment pardon, precious, pure and sweet. The second discovery which we make at Jesus' feet has to do with devotion. Christ, who wants our service and our work, most of all wants ourselves. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42 have something to say here, in particular verse 39. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Jesus commended Mary for sitting at his feet, listening to his word, because, he said, she had chosen that good part. In other words, our Lord was pointing out that the important thing in the life of a Christian is to maintain communion and fellowship with the Lord himself. Our service is acceptable. Indeed, we are commanded to serve him, but first he wants us. He wants us to sit at his feet, like Mary, and hear his word and give him our love. Fritz Kreisler, the famous violinist, played Danny Boy before a large audience. At the end of the piece, the people stood and applauded enthusiastically. Kreisler revealed the secret of his mastery of the violin. He said that over the years, other things, some good, some marginal, had tried to distract him from the straight and narrow route of total dedication to his violin, but he had forged ahead without deviation. No great surprise there. We can't become strong in the Christian life by playing with religion or fiddling around the edges. We must give ourselves to the earnest study of God's word and to real prayer before his throne. That's why we have the need to be at Jesus' feet. Deliverance. Devotion. The third discovery we make while sitting at the feet of Jesus is in the realm of defence. We're back with those two sisters, Martha and Mary. This time they're bowed down with a very great sorrow. Lazarus, their brother, had died. Then Jesus came, and Martha and Mary went to him, and we're told in John 11 and verse 32 that when Mary saw him, she fell down at his feet. There at Jesus' feet, he calmed her as he spoke to her, and indeed he wept with her, and in effect he said to her, Mary, all's well. Perhaps you've a great burden that you're carrying around with you just now. Perhaps you're shedding tears, maybe your heart is breaking. The Lord Jesus is the same today as he was 2,000 years ago. He still cares, he still understands. And if you'll get down low at his feet, he'll whisper to you, "It's I, be not afraid. My grace is sufficient for thee." The poet put it like this: he knows, he loves, he cares. Nothing this truth shall dim. He gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him. Down at the feet of Jesus, you will find defence. Again, before we close our subject today, let's notice that being at Jesus' feet brings us also into the area of dedication. In John chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, we read of another visit by Jesus to the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. "Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odour of the ointment." Here we see Mary at Jesus' feet again, anointing him and pouring out that which was the token of her love and the complete dedication of herself. In effect, Mary was saying as she anointed the Lord, "Take my love. My Lord I pour. At thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever, only, all for thee." Nothing so precious to him as the dedication of ourselves, and we make this dedication when we get down low at Jesus' feet. Remember, he's the same today, as he's always been. He still waits for us to get low before him and to give ourselves wholly to him. Let's all get to this most sacred spot on earth. Let's get down at Jesus' feet. We'll find deliverance there. We'll find devotion there. We'll find defence there. And we'll find dedication there. And all of those will bring countless blessings to our lives. It was down at the feet of Jesus where I found such perfect rest, where the light first dawned on my spirit, and my soul was truly blessed. I trust that you'll find that blessing in your life today. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.